Hi, everyone. So this is a presentation about modernizing ROS2 skills. I'm Miguel Sochicale. I'm a research software engineer at University College London. I'm presenting this work on behalf of the Advanced Research Computing Center and the Geomatic Engineering teams. So mainly the challenge is how we teach all these, you know, like computer and hardware skills to students. And we need to manage lots of things, you know, like the servers, virtual machines, the robot sensors, and the way we are trying to do this is by using cloud computing. And the reason is because participants or persons have different skills and levels, so we need to handle all these kind of dependencies of making sure they strive forward to start developing. So what we are trying to do is orchestrating a few of the infrastructure. Like we have like a bare metal server that runs all the packages that collects the sensor data, the control the robots, and we use a Xenor router to communicate through or ROS middlewares through these virtual machines. So these virtual machines is make it easier for users to start connecting to them via SSH and start playing with, you know, ROS packages, ROS playbacks, and, you know, directly start working on those kind of like fun stuff and not really, you know, struggling, or, oh, I need to install my Python version 3.3, 3.12, 3.11, 3.12, and playing with all these flavors of ROS and everything, which is also fun for me, but not maybe for everyone. So that's why we are kind of playing with this infrastructure. So this is like few kind of like a demos. We have been doing this kind of workflow where we develop the Docker containers with all the ROS dependencies. We then create a GitHub container registry which is make it easier to make it portable. And then that way we pull that image into the virtual machine, and that's more easier for users to start just playing with the data. So that's what we are doing now. We have done this virtual to virtual and bare metal communications via the Xenor plugin ROS to DAS. Also, the other thing we are playing around is how we interact with GPU server capacities. So with, like, for example, the Isaac Sina and Isaac Lab. So we've been running this into the virtual machines. Just the users just connect to SSH and then start playing with the, you know, the interaction and all the kind of training of the models. So there's lots of things that we want to do more in the future, like doing more of the multimodal sensing and going from the low level to the high level attention. So there's lots of things depends on the sensor we focus on. And of course, we are kind of also developing, we are working on the, I don't know what's happening, but one thing we are working is developing visual large language models and action models, and also the visual language navigation models. So sorry about this, but that's what we are trying to do. That's kind of future work. The other thing we are working is on healthcare and robotics. Medical robotics applications. So we've been organizing workshops at the Handling Medical Symposium. So last year we invite, we have like 50 participants, 10 speakers, 6 posters, and our event was sold out. And we are organizing a new event. If anyone is interested in around these topics, just talk to me. And lastly, well, we have like a few takeaways. What we want to do is lowering the barriers to advanced robotics at scale. We have a proven and scale model for collaboration. We have testbed for research, training, and innovation. And of course, if anyone is keen to work with us or collaborate, please talk to me or Marlon, who is also in the audience. Thank you, and to all the colleagues from UCL and our departments, and yeah, we have everything on our GitHub as well, on the website as well, so yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Miguel.